Hola, mi gente. Soy Angelique Voices y bienvenido a The Polyglottal Stop, a podcast on language, language learning, and sociolinguistics from a polyglot's point of view. If you like this podcast, which I'm sure you do, go to Twitter or Instagram and follow at Polyglottal Pod so you can interact with me and get updates. And if you'd like to support this podcast, please listen to the end to find out how you can do that. Today, we're looking at a language learning strategy called laddering. What is it? How do you do it? Does it work? Well, let's talk about it. Now, I had been looking for different ways I could try to improve my language skills. I wanted something I hadn't tried before, and I came across a technique called laddering. Now, we all know what a ladder is. A ladder is a device used for climbing, usually consisting of two long pieces of wood, rope, or metal, joined at short distances by horizontal pieces or rungs on which a person may step. And we know that when we climb a ladder, we move upwards, using each rung to help push us up to the next rung or step. So, keeping that definition in mind, what do you think laddering is in the context of language learning? Well, basically, it's using one language that you're learning to learn another language. Simple, right? I'll give you a couple of examples of how a person can use laddering, and then you can tell me on Twitter or Instagram, at PolyglottalPod, whether it's something that you would try or have tried. And if you have tried it, did it work for you? What languages did I choose to ladder? Okay, so of the languages I'm learning or studying or practicing, my strongest one is French. It's the one I feel most comfortable using, and I understand it best. The next one is probably Spanish because of how long I've studied it and because of how similar it is to French. So, because of that, I thought I would try using French to study my Spanish. Well, that's part of the reason. The other part is that I found it easier at the time to find resources for French speakers learning Spanish than French speakers learning Korean. Although I did find a few YouTube channels run by Korean people living in France and vice versa, which I enjoyed binging a bit, but they weren't really language learning channels, so I decided to stick with using French to practice my Spanish. How am I doing this? Well, as luck would have it, Duolingo, and I'm not sponsored by Duolingo, it's just the app I'm using, but Duolingo offers courses for French speakers, and I can have both courses for English speakers and courses for French speakers on my account at the same time, which is very helpful. Now, they offer English, Spanish, Italian, German, Portuguese, and Esperanto for French speakers. Unfortunately, no Korean. But what's different between this course and the one I'd been doing before? Well, the language of instruction is, of course, French now, so all the directions, explanations, course names, motivational messages from Duo, etc. Those are all in French. The upsides here are that I strengthen my French by learning how to give certain directions and explain instructions in French. These are phrases I don't typically use or hear in French, so I had to learn them on the fly. At the same time, I'm practicing my Spanish, as that is the content of the course, and so I improve my Spanish as well. I also really liked seeing the two languages side by side, like in the matching activities, because it helped to flesh out the map I have in my head of how all the languages I know interact with each other. One downside is that the Duolingo course for French speakers is not as developed as the one for English speakers, unfortunately. So there are no Duolingo stories, which sucks because I like those more than the lessons, actually, and there are fewer lessons overall. Perhaps they're just a few months behind, as everything has to be translated and so on, so I get that. But it's a downside nevertheless for me. Another downside, it's not really a downside, but it definitely was a challenge at first. It took some getting used to not using English at all, and where I would typically use English, replacing that with French, and not getting confused about which language I was actually officially studying. Because I was learning both simultaneously at first, getting comfortable with the French instructions and that kind of thing, it was somewhat of a mind bender in the beginning. I don't know if it would have been easier if the two languages were very different, like if it was French and Korean, but I don't think so. Not in the beginning, anyway. Does it work? I would say yes, but not in the way you might expect. What has ended up happening is that my Spanish progress is continuing at about the same rate as before. It may have even slowed down a little bit in the beginning, but I am a lot more confident with my French now, which makes sense since I had to understand the instructions in order to follow them. So yeah, I would recommend this to anyone who has a second language they're pretty comfortable with, even if you're not fluent, who wants to try using that to learn a third or fourth or whatever. Because what will happen is your second language will improve as you study the other one. What else can I try? Something else I want to try doing is watching a French show with Spanish subtitles. Or is it watching a Spanish show with French subtitles? I might try both and see which one forces me to use my Spanish more, but I'm a pretty visual learner despite being an audiophile with like an audio-only podcast and so on. So I suspect that the Spanish subtitles would work better. Tell you what, remember this prediction, okay? I'm predicting that the Spanish subtitles would work better. So remember that, and then I'll make another episode down the line with the results of my experiment. Which do you think would be more effective for my Spanish learning, though? Spanish subtitles on a French show or French subtitles on a Spanish show? Dígame! Thanks for listening, folks. If you enjoy the content I make, please follow the podcast on your listening platform of choice and share this episode with someone else who's into language and culture. You can join me on Patreon and be awesome, like my patrons Mike, Wit, and Ray, or you can buy me a coffee if you want. And if you haven't already, follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at PolyglottalPod. Tell me if you've tried laddering and if it worked, or whether you'd like to try laddering and with what languages. All links are in the show notes, as always, and I'll see you next Monday for another Micro Monday episode of the Polyglottal Stop. Until then, please stay safe and remember that white supremacy is trash and Black, Indigenous, and Asian lives matter just as much as the white ones. Happy learning!